Many imagine St. Francis as a gentle figure preaching to birds. But if that's all we see, we miss the depth that truly defined him. In today's video, we'll hear a powerful reflection that reveals the real Francis, far deeper, far greater than the romanticized image. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's insights may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Tomorrow we celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, a feast especially dear to Padre Pio, since, as I'm sure we all know, St. Francis founded the order he chose to enter, and they both shared the very rare gift of receiving the stigmata. So, to honor this great saint, and to deepen our love for him, I'd like to share a beautiful reflection by Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira on the life of St. Francis. Listen to this. The son of wealthy merchants, Francis was expected to continue in the same way of life. Extremely cheerful, intelligent, and lively, Francis was the central figure among the young men of his time. His father looked with approval upon this worldly lifestyle, especially since money was never lacking. However, one trait of this young man's character began to grow stronger. He first resolved never to dismiss a beggar without giving alms. Once, being occupied, he refused a beggar, but soon remembered his resolution, ran after him, and gave him all he had at the moment. The remorse from that small imperfection was the beginning of a great surge of interior life. On another occasion, meeting a leper, Francis felt repulsion when giving him alms. To discipline his body, he took that deformed hand, kissed it affectionately, and then treated it with care. The professor continues, feeling a special call to a way of life still unknown even to himself, Francis revealed to the rector of the Church of San Damiano his desire to retire into solitude and wait there until his vocation became clear. His father, who had been so approving regarding his son's amusements, now changed his attitude. As Francis firmly refused to change his decision, his father disinherited him and expelled him from his home. But this harshness gave the great saint the occasion to say, "Until today I have called you Father. Now I can truly say, Our Father who art in heaven, for in him alone I now place my hope." From that day on, St. Francis began to live a life of extreme penance. 3 times a year, he fasted for 40 consecutive days and also practiced shorter fasts. His food was always mixed with ashes, so that it might nourish him but not delight him. The water he drank was never fresh, and he drank nothing but water. His humility was immense. He never received holy orders, considering himself absolutely unworthy of such an eminent sacrament. He used to say that if an angel and a priest appeared before him at the same time, he would greet the priest first, since the angel cannot consecrate. His life was one of constant prayer, but painful prayer, for he remembered the words of Jesus Christ, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Thus, he thirsted for suffering, because he thirsted to save souls. Very wise indeed was the Pope who gave Catholic Action such a patron as St. Francis. It was he who introduced devotion to the nativity scene. One evening, as he knelt before one, repeating, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. A whole crowd listening to him was caught up in ecstasy. Yet, this gift of winning souls was purchased with countless harsh penances. His devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary was absolutely filial. In his acts of love, he never separated the mother from the son, and if the son was his greatest treasure, he never forgot that he was received through the mother. Thus, Saint Francis was the man who came closest to the ideal for us all, Christ. In his love for Mary, in his thirst to save souls, in the means he adopted to achieve this end, Francis was a perfect miracle of grace. Whoever loves tends to unite with the beloved. Francis loved Christ so much, loved what Christ loved, and hated what Christ hated, that Christ himself wished to mark this likeness. One day, while fasting on Mount Laverna, Jesus appeared to him and granted him his own wounds. Now, listen to the professor's powerful conclusion. This is the core of his reflection. Since no one can ever be equal to Christ, no one should dare to claim equality with the one who came closest to him. Yet, nothing prevents us from seeking to employ the same means for the same end. Francis was so gentle that birds did not fear him. But to achieve such gentleness, he had to wear down every rough edge of his temperament through scourging. Let us not desire his gentleness if we are unwilling to adopt the same methods. Francis thirsted to sanctify souls, but in the very way Jesus Christ himself said they must be won, by becoming like him. In such a way did Francis succeed that our Lord Jesus Christ completed the resemblance by granting him the stigmata of the crucifixion. This is the ideal type of apostle the Holy Father sets before us as a model. Let us strive to imitate him without ever presuming to equal him. And with that, the professor concludes. I hope you found this reflection as stirring as I did. The professor reminds us that Saint Francis's path to holiness was far from easy. It was a series of active, willful victories over his own nature. No wonder Padre Pio felt such a deep closeness to him. So tomorrow, on his feast day, may we remember his immense costly love for our Lord and our Lady. Let us ask for the courage not just to admire his gentleness, but to embrace the means by which he achieved it. Wishing you all a blessed feast of Saint Francis tomorrow. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.